Chapter 4. Drat you, Miss Cassie, hold still, else you'll have your buttons all askew. Oh, do hurry, Dolly, our guests will arrive at any moment. Dolly Mintlow shook her head fondly at her fidgeting mistress and curled her arthritic fingers to fasten the tiny buttons on the back of Cassie's ivory satin gown. There, miss, all done now, but look at your hair, you've already shook loose a curl. Cassie sighed and forced herself to sit quietly as Dolly put her hair to rights again. She frowned at herself in the mirror. I wish we didn't have to bother with all this nonsense. Why can't I just look like me? Or that powder, it makes me feel like an old woman. You're no longer a girl, Miss Cassie, and young ladies powder their hair. If only you had more vanity. With the way you're always bouncing about, I wager you'll have white powder all over your gown.
At least the gown is white.
Dolly is right, Cassandra. A little more decorum on your part would not be at all amiss. There are many important guests coming tonight, and I don't want them to think you are hoyden. Cassie assumed a docile expression, lowered her head, and began to twiddle her thumbs. Now do I have your approval, Becky? Miss Petersham merely grunted and patted several errant strands of pepper-coloured hair primly into place beneath her lacy cap. No need to play off your tricks with me, Cassie. Now stand up and let me see how the gown fits. Cassie rose and obligingly performed a slow pirouette in front of Miss Petersham. You'll do. Come along now. You must needs greet the guests with Elliot and the Viscount.
Oh, Becky, why must you always refer to Edward as the Viscount? It's so terribly impersonal, as though he is nothing more than a casual guest in this house.
Miss Petersham merely gave her an austere look and said, And you treat him with far too much familiarity.
Very well, my beloved dragon. I shall be most circumspect, at least for the next week. But after Edward and I are married, I vow I shall become very sinful.
You look like an angel, Miss Cassie, Dolly said, unaware that she had interrupted at an opportune moment.
With all this white powder, I even feel like an angel. You will help me brush it all out later, Dolly?
Of course, Miss Cassandra. I'll be waiting up for you. Cassie.